I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello, baby daddies. It's only daddy here coming to you from my back garden. I'm having a bloody lovely day, and I hope you are too. As ever, this episode was recorded before all this bullshit. So, that's why we sound happy and cheerful and so naive. Anyway, I'll stop talking now so you can get on with listening to me and, yeah, some of Helen. I really hope you enjoyed that episode. Remember to do all that shit, you know. Rate us, review us, subscribe, send us Instagram messages. We bloody love hearing from you. Right, I am going now. Bye-bye!
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hi, Dad, it's Helen. I know that you are looking at your phone because I saw that you messaged back my brother, so give me a call when you get a chance.
Deleted.
Hello, and welcome to Daddy Look At Me.
A podcast where myself, Helen Bauer, and Rosie Jones sit down and talk to our favourite people from the world of showbiz about attention, childhood, and of course, Daddy.
Great to have you here. Now let's crack on with the show.
Welcome!
Welcome to Daddy Look... Daddy! Daddy, look at me.
Look at her.
Look at me.
Rob Jones, look at her.
Dad,
look at your baby.
Rob, look at me.
She's a superstar and, yeah, sure, she's got big breasts. And one day as her dad, we would appreciate it if you could pay for a reduction so she can get her dream size a double D.
Yeah. What do we do with the excess titty?
Give it to
Rob?
Rob,
it's going to be daddy daughter titties.
No, we got big boobs himself.
Your whole family have lovely breasts.
Wow.
I have met them all. Honestly, the women in her family, stacked.
Great.
Incredible. Shout out to Andrea and normal Nana.
We need to clarify, normal Nana is Lavinia.
Sorry. Yeah,
and she called normal Nana because she is British and my other one is Spanish Nana.
And foreigners
so
are...
I got Spanish Nana and regular normal Nana.
And to answer Olga's question, foreigners are... not normal. I think that's what we all got the vibe of that. I'm not okay with it either, but it's how it came out.
It happened in 1990. I had two grandmothers. They were both nanas. They ended up being Nana and Spanish Nana. I'm sorry.
I had no idea you had Spanish blood in you.
Look at her hair.
I go really brown in the sun.
Mm-hmm. Can you speak Spanish?
Hola.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a yes.
Fluent.
That's a C.
A little, yeah.
Welcome to our guest today. It's Olga Cook.
Hi.
Yay. Olga Cook.
Hello. How are you?
I'm fucking depressed.
She's so depressed, but we all are, so she's not special in her depression. 2020. That's the new song I'm working on. Please follow me on Spotify to see the EP dropping soon.
Yeah.
It's so good.
I think it should go to Ratchet. Yeah, depression. If you want to cry, you cry. Helen, if you want to cry, you cry. I got the opposite problem where I haven't properly cried in 2 years.
Which we're all concerned about.
Yeah. I'm just thinking of, like, how can we orchestrate a good crying session? Like, do we start it by, like, just holding a cut onion in front of you and then just dying puppies? Yeah. Like, where do we...
I've seen you upset before.
But I never let it go to full tears.
You don't, do you?
No.
I think it's because I'm always on the verge of a breakdown.
Yeah.
And I'm naturally quite teary.
I'm normally the one keeping it together.
You really? I have cried in this. I mean, we've only been in the studio for like this season, and I've cried in here, what would you say, Jack? Like 4-5 times?
Yeah, rough
effort,
yeah.
Yeah.
Do you,
no reason.
But is it because like you've just blocked out your tear ducts? Or for example, if something funny, like have you cried from laughter?
No. I don't know. Last time I cried it was at Coco, the Disney film. Yeah. But that was when it came out.
Like, that was ages ago now, because that's already on all the streaming platforms.
Yeah.
Now TV.
Disney Plus.
And now Disney Plus.
Yeah. Oh my God, do you already have a subscription?
No, because I'm a black spot with the DVDs. So I wouldn't need
it. But what about all the spin-offs, like The Mandalorian and stuff?
Oh, come on. I'm Disney purist.
Oh,
but, not fuck
oh,
about.
You're telling me that if the Lizzie McGuire series didn't go live, you wouldn't fucking watch it? You're full
okay,
of
well,
shit,
Okay, well, that's
Helen.
Different. That's
you're full
different.
Of shit,
I thought you were talking about Lion King 3 or something, which actually is amazing.
Like
Rosencrantz and Guildenstern are dead.
Have you seen the Lizzie McGuire reunion?
No,
they
no.
They all look good.
That's not out yet, is it?
The photo.
Oh, right, okay. Right. Oh, my God.
Because they paused production because Hilary Duff was like, I want Lizzie to have sex. And then Disney was like, no, that's not PG.
Oh.
And so now Hilary Duff is like, hey, any other streaming platform, do you want Lizzie McGuire, the fuck monster?
Also, Lizzie McGuire was definitely already having sex. No one's hair is that crimped. I know she had a crimper, but no, like, that's sheets. Like,
it's insane, like, the body types in the early 2000s.
Oh my God.
Like, Bridget Jones, I watched it recently.
Oh,
she's got a flat stomach.
Mm-hmm. And remember the articles that came out around that time? Like, look at Renée Zellweger, she's puffed up, she's gained so much weight. And it's like,
I'm fully twice her size.
Yeah, me too. Well, I am 6 times her size.
Yeah.
It's not a competition.
If it is, though, I think I'd won. I'd won in size, but not in smarts.
Speaking of being smart.
Oh, my God. Segue on that. Oh, my God.
What? How were you at school? Did you crave attention?
So good! So beautiful. Could you also set the
Rosie's
scene for
crying.
Us?
Rosie's crying.
Oh, finally! Could you also set the scene for us? Like, where were you at school?
Okay, so I changed a lot of schools when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I went to like a city school in Moscow, Russia, because I'm originally from Russia. I didn't just go to Russia for school. So 2 years there. Then I went to like a country bumpkin school.
Oh, yeah.
For a couple of years. Then that school, I was bullied too much. And so I transferred to an even smaller country bumpkin school where we had like 11 people a class.
Is this all in Russia still?
Yeah, yeah, all in Russia. Goodness. And then for high school, I moved here to the UK to go to an American boarding school.
In the UK.
In the UK. Bizarre. Absolutely pointless.
And when she says bizarre, it's 100%. Yeah. It's because I met two of your classmates at last festival. And I was like, what school is this? I was so confused.
All our accents are just random as hell.
Really, really hard to place. Like, so confusing.
So, were you taught like Americans?
Yeah, yeah. So we had like SATs. We had American teachers. We had lacrosse. We had a cheerleading squad. We had homecoming. We had Reese's peanut butter cups. We had. But the crazy thing is, and I think I've told you this before, is like we were in such a bubble that like everything that was actually happening in the UK just passed us by. I lived here from the year 2010 to 2014, not having once heard of the band Arctic Monkeys.
No,
not once.
Are you serious?
Yeah, just everything that was happening, we just didn't know. It was like a bubble.
In all fairness, Arctic Monkeys, they were like 2006 and 2007, weren't they?
Oh, no, sorry. I was here from 2006 to 2010. 2010 to 2014, right, okay. I was in a university. Sorry.
Even more so shocking.
Six to ten. Never heard of Arctic Monkeys.
That was like our entire school experience. Yep.
Didn't you like watch TV?
We didn't really have a television.
Radio.
We would like stream American TV shows.
Whoa.
And it was just very, very American. And everybody would just, I mean, we listened to 303. Do you guys remember 303?
No.
It's a subgenre called crunk core. Thank you very much.
What the fuck?
And it's 303 Cobra Starship. Kesha got her start there.
No.
Yeah. She would do like 303. I'm sure you know the song. It's like, tell your boyfriend if he thinks he's got beef.
Jack is not.
I'm a vegetarian and I ain't fucking scared of him. No? You don't remember that?
No!
Yeah,
Jack loves it, apparently.
Yeah, it was big here.
Was it?
Yeah.
I mean, it was number one. It was never as big as Arctic Monkeys, surely.
No. Genuinely completely missed this. I was too busy being like, Arctic Monkeys are ruling my life and they're just so mysterious.
Yeah, like Warp Tour shit. Do you guys know Warp Tour?
I've literally got no idea what you're saying. I'm so confused. And I want us to all be on the same page.
I really want to know what she means.
So Warped Tour. Okay, so it was like a tour that toured America. I think they may have done a couple one-offs in the UK, but I don't think it ever took off. And it's just like emos. So like Paramore, Fall Out Boy, all them. And they kind of transitioned into like All Time Low, Motion City Soundtrack, Bowling for Soup, like all that. Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. So essentially, like, there's niches in that. So all the things that I've just named are, like, the mainstream ones. But then there's, like, crunkcore was a subgenre of that. They would all be on Warped Tour.
I like the Sugar Babes.
Who are they?
Don't.
I'm kidding.
That's not even funny because I'd
kidding.
Be so pissed off.
Who's your top three Sugar Babes?
Mucha, Heidi, and then Amel, the latest vibe of the Sugar Babes because she was from Aldershot, which is next where I'm from. Next question. Who were your favourite three?
Heidi.
Yeah.
Heidi.
Heidi.
Just three Heidis in a row.
I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there was three individual Heidis in the Sugar Babes at any given point.
They didn't swap around that much. It's very hard adult female friendships, actually. I love how they always cited creative differences as well. It's like, she stole your boyfriend. We all read about it. Like, don't say all of a sudden you want to be more classical pop. Like, fuck off. Oh, shout out to the Sugar Babes. I hope you're all doing
How many
well.
Different lineups of hosts of Daddy Look At Me has there been?
What, between the two of us? Could you imagine?
Oh my God. Can I please replace you with Heidi?
Honestly, I want to hear that podcast. So yes, let's play this. Let's do this another day. We should play fantasy replacement.
Yeah. And then she's just like, I was actually really popular in high school. This is my British accent.
It's really good.
So is it Chicago?
Oh, don't make me do it. I hope not. I hope not. No, she probably is. Yeah, I don't think I've ever heard her talk.
Who's your dream
replacement daddy? I don't know if I can replace you. Oh, God. Oh, it's really stressful.
A Spanish woman with big tits. Come on. Sofia
Vergara.
Oh my God.
That would be amazing.
Oh
Oh. No, probably Carrie Katona, to be honest. Because I would like to see her more, because I genuinely worry about her. I
Rosie's not having
that. Replacing me with Carrie fucking Katona.
I'm replacing with someone who was in Atomic Kitten, and you replaced me with someone
who was in Carrie Katona was in Atomic Kitten?
Original lineup.
No, she wasn't. Yeah.
No joke.
You're blowing my fucking mind right now.
You're welcome. You're fucking welcome. We could do a whole hour on Atomic Kitten, but talking about kittens.
You can make me whole again. Oh, 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 oh. Looking back on when we first met, I cannot escape and I cannot forget. Baby, you're the one. You still turn me on. You can make me whole again.
And that is the original lineup of Atomic Kitten, Olga Koch, Helen Bauer, and Rosie Jones. I want you to, I'm desperately waiting for Rosie to segue between girl bands and school. And I know it's going to happen.
Oh, but I just didn't really go segue. She's making up. Performance. Did you perform at school? And was it like American Place?
Thank you so much for asking.
Thank you.
Okay, so before high school, I was like into all of it. I was in the dance team. I was singing. I was like the comic relief fish character in one of the school plays.
Shit, yes.
But everything was super budget in the Country Bumpkin school. So we just had a huge frame from a mirror.
Yeah.
And then I was behind it. And it's like I was in a fish tank. It was very cool.
Really?
But when I got to high school, I was not very into drama or anything. My only foray into performance was as student council vice president doing speeches.
Oh my goodness.
At
powerful.
Pep rallies.
Is this in Britain?
Yeah.
At your American
we
school?
Had pep rallies. Yeah.
Shit. What is a pep rally exactly?
It's, I mean, like you're trying to portray school spirit. School spirit is everything, and you just talk about school spirit. So like, we need more school spirit. So like, they will have like a cheerleader performance, and they have a choir performance, and then the dean will come out and he'll be like, "We love our school,"
and then everyone goes, "Yeah, fuck!" Is that honestly? It sounds like a Hitler rally.
Yeah, big time. Big time. I mean, all of it had a vibe. Like homecoming queens. All of it. Just like,
did you ever get to make it?
No, of course not. Are you fucking kidding me?
You're gorgeous.
Oh, babes. So, no, but I was the biggest loser ever.
Did you like vote for queen?
Yeah, we vote. Yeah, we had a vote and everything.
Was it the most popular?
Yeah.
Oh,
it always. But it was always there was always two brands of popular girls. There was like the popular pretty one and the popular athletic one.
Yes.
And the popular athletic one was the one who had all the friends, and the popular pretty one is the one that everyone was scared of. And so the athletic one always won because like more people actually actively liked her, whereas like the pretty one was just one that people were scared of.
Honestly, I think we've ever had a guest that went to a school like this. It's such a unique experience.
Yeah.
Incredible.
It just, if everyone is like pepperly, everyone's confident enough to scream back at the teacher and be like, yes, us. Like, how do you get attention amongst all these people though? How do you stand out?
You run for student council vice president. Under the slogan, I want me some coke.
Which is the best slogan.
This is 100% true. It did happen. And I remember, and like the teachers couldn't do anything because they're like, it was my last name. So they couldn't be like, oh, well, what does that mean?
And you won?
Yeah. I mean, because so I was running against whose boyfriend enemy.
What a name.
And I made it out with her boyfriend once and she was furious.
No.
Rightly so. And I remember I had to apologize in front of her and I cried really hard. And then in retrospect, I was like, bleep, you should be the one apologizing, not me.
It's always the woman's fault. And the sooner you learn that, the easier, honestly. And the good thing is that the most girls get to learn it about 10 years old, which is wonderful because at the end of the day, you know, because women were a bit slower, takes us a while to pick things up. So we need to be taught it a couple of times. So the earlier, the better.
Yeah, boys can't help kissing everyone.
He fell on your mouth.
Yeah.
How's that his fault? He slipped.
Yeah, it's so fucked.
So did you, like, initiate it? I'll watch it, Brian.
Okay, so we went to the Wetherspoons.
Good.
Because, like, we did explore some aspects of British culture, but in very like, tunnel vision type
of
ways.
We went for Wetherspoons out of all the options. Fucking hell.
And I remember we were just sitting at the corner, and then we were both just, like, looking at each other, and I think we ran out of things to talk about because it wasn't the brightest. but he was quite handsome. And we just kind of leaned into each other. And I remember there's a bunch of people there. Yeah. And they were all just like egging us on, and I got hot over the summer between the last 2 years of high school, and so I was really making up for lost time the last year of high school. So I was making out with everybody. She works for Marvel now. She's fine.
Are you serious?
She's gonna be okay.
Is she getting tickets to go to the new Marvel hotel opening in Disneyland Paris?
There is
what?
No joke. Yeah. God. I remember the best show when I was younger, and I literally just remember this. Do you remember MTV when they'd make a kid's dream come true and they could become like on the
MTV
dance
made,
team?
Or
a team. Yes, is that what it was called?
Yes.
Did you watch this, Rosie? Yeah. So a kid would be like, so my dream is in the next year, I will be on the school cheerleading team. I will be a wrestler.
Yeah.
I will be the head of my school like
it's
body.
Amazing.
Or like I will usually lose loads of weight, stuff like that. And they would spend a year working on this kid for them to get it. And there was one episode where this girl wanted to be on the dance team. Her cousin, who was literally a Barbie doll, was on it and clearly hated her, never talked to her or looked to her, even with the cameras there. And she was like, she's never going to make it. And she auditioned at the end of it to be on the dance team, and she didn't make it. And it stayed with me so much. Because I remember, because the confidence as a teenager to go on one of those shows is really high.
Yeah.
And then just to watch it all be removed. Like, why would the dance team not to say yes?
They were on MTV.
Say yes, then. Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, just for TV's sake.
She's been practicing for a year.
To be honest, she had been practicing. She wasn't very good.
What would you have be made into?
Interesting. I was big into acting.
So you'd want to be an actress?
Yeah.
I think you'd That's shoot beautiful. For the stars. I think you'd be like, this time next year I want Emma Watson to be dead and I will replace her as Hermione. Like, I think he would have gone for
I'd love that.
Imagine it from Hermione had the policy.
It'd have been amazing.
That they don't have disabled people at Hogwarts.
No. I never realised that. Jesus, because it's
That's
fucking TV and
films. Unbelievable. Well, in the books, I feel like Scripps are like the disabled ones.
Wait, which is Scripps again?
Scripps are like non-magical people.
Oh, like Filch?
Yeah.
Yes.
So they're like disabled, but. It's rude. Like,
it is.
Come, all right, JK, we know you listen. Go, love, make a little witch with the policy.
Could you imagine a witch?
She will, in retrospect, she'd be like, oh, you know how she tweets and being like, oh, they were all gay, by the way. Yeah. She could be like, all of them were in wheelchairs.
Yeah.
I know I never addressed that.
But like, you assumed and it's on
like
you.
She's a Dumbledore gay Hermione woman of colour. Ron, deaf.
Yep.
That would explain
everything
so fucking much.
Yeah.
And then the thing is, the books are so many of them, you will find a sentence that will match that theory. Like, Ron misheard, and it's like, it's been there all along. We missed it. Page 19, Goblet of Fire.
Wait, but what would your maid be?
Yeah.
What would my maid be? I wanted to be one of the girls that was really good at dancing, but I knew I couldn't because my time had gone.
But did you want to be like street dance, or did you want to be like ballet?
I don't know, like modern. Like, oh my God, no, tap. I wanted to be a tapper.
Oh my God.
I did want to be a tapper because me and my friend Tori were both like, we want to be a tapper. So in year 8, we went to go do beginner's tap, but it was just 7-year-olds and us. We were like, we just dropped out pretty quickly because we were like, it's just fucking humiliating.
Yeah, it's embarrassing.
This is awful, particularly for me because I was already 6 foot.
That is embarrassing. That does sound quite embarrassing.
Yeah. What is your maid?
Female bodybuilder, for sure.
Even at school, that was the one.
I would want to just absolutely break boys in half.
Which is amazing, because now you do.
I do. I mean, I do date extremely skinny men. Just, it's upsetting.
If you've got a type, I think that's fine.
I have a type that is like, if you can lift me, that is a red flag for me.
Great.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Olga, did you like getting attention from people at school?
Yes.
Tell us how you did it.
Okay. So, I mean, there's too many. Sure. The one thing that comes to mind is this really heartbreaking. So the school that I transferred from because I was bullied. Can you imagine someone bullying me?
Yeah.
Jesus, fucking ass. Oh, you can?
Absolutely.
Oh God. So there was this one boy who like was an enigma. Nobody really knew what the deal was. And so on a Valentine's Day, I got an anonymous Valentine's card and all the girls in my class were like, that's from him.
Yeah.
And then I was like, came up to him and I was like, oh, thanks so much for the card. And he's like, I don't know what you're talking about. So I showed it to him and he was like, I didn't send it. And I was like smiling at him being like, you know, you can tell me. And so the whole time, the whole day I was like, you can tell me, it's okay. And then it turns out that the girl sent it.
To bully you? Are you fucking kidding me?
It was one of the most humiliating moments in my whole entire life.
That is disgusting. How did you find out? Did they come and tell you?
I think like someone told me, and then I confronted them about it, and they just laughed.
Oh my! That is disgusting.
Yeah. To egg me on and to say that it was him, and the fact that they like saw me talk to him about it. Oh God! Like even now, I'm just like,
fucking people when they're young can be the most evil things.
Why would you do that? Twat.
I had a brush of that. Whereas me and a girl I went to school with, Martha Shaw, was a good friend of mine, but we had the exact same backpack, and there was a note in mine, and I was so sure it wasn't for me. Like I was not a sexual, fanciable object. I wasn't. And then I got a note in my bag, but I was too embarrassed to even broach it. So it was just there. It might have been for her, it might have been for me, and I just ignored it the whole day. Like, I just couldn't. Even the idea of broaching it was way too much.
Oh,
and it's like,
no.
Valentine's Day is so stressful at school.
Yeah.
And then, like, you realise how lucky that, like, we had it, not being in America, where they're doing that fucking, like, here you go, Glen Coco.
Because
at American schools, you see it, like, they hand out roses.
Yeah, we had that. We had it in our high school.
That's fucking awful. The point of that is just to make people who don't get a rose feel bad.
Yeah, 100%.
Were you doing that at your school, the American school?
Yeah.
Did you ever get a rose?
No, of course not. No, I think there was like maybe I got a rose from like a boy who was sending them to all of the girls, like that kind of vibe.
Yeah.
Who was like hedging his bets and he's like, one of them.
Surely this is going to work out eventually. I swear, the more I think about it, the more I'm like, there was a boy in our year who would flirt with all of us and we all fancied him. Of course we did. And it's like, you were just playing us off against each other and we fell for it, hook, line, and sinker. We were like, oh my God, he giggled at something I said. It's like, me too. And it's like, no, but you weren't there for my one. Because he was keeping us separate.
And calling all of you baby so he wouldn't mess up the names.
Mm-hmm.
I had it. We went on a residential trip. In year six, someone came up to me and was like, oh, Frank wants to be your boyfriend. And I was like, oh, yes, please. And they said, great. I want to meet you under the tree tomorrow at 1 p.m. And what makes it more tragic?
Oh no, I'm going to start crying. This is the saddest episode.
Is so I couldn't walk that well, so I had to get my teacher's aid.
No!
My heart is literally melting.
To walk me there. And that was out. I'm all right now, and she left for me, and then he never turned up.
How long did you wait for?
About an hour.
No!
Oh! Fuck!
Oh my God, this is so
and
sad.
Then my teacher's dad to come and pick me up.
Do you reckon they were just watching in the staff room for an hour being like, oh, I give them a chance.
The boys were looking around the corner and laughing.
Fuck.
And yeah, my teacher's agent hugged me while I cried. I did cry then.
I mean,
maybe that's when I stopped.
Yeah, nothing that sad can ever happen again.
You know when everyone says like Love Island and stuff like that is so harrowing, like how would you ever put yourself in that situation? It literally is school.
Yeah.
Like, do you remember that? You'd all sit around and be like, no, but who do you fancy? And you'd have to say. And like, you wouldn't want to say, obviously, because then someone would go and tell them or like...
And it was just embarrassing and a weakness to like anyone.
Yeah, every break time was the fire pit. Every break time was just gathering around the fire pit and being like, let's do it.
Love is blind is... basically, primary school.
Totally.
Hello, I love you. Will you be my boyfriend?
We're married.
Yeah. Like, why would adult human beings put themselves in that situation?
Instagram
again?
Followers, right? Instagram followers? That's usually the right answer. But it is. I think love at school, like you do, it's amazing how you bounce back because you still then like seek more love and attention from the people that you fancy. Yeah. But you're just like, you're so hardened by the things that have come previously. But I think the young mind just bounces off things really well because you get rejections. Because I got 4 in year 8. I think I was the first girl in my year to ask guys out. I really was not aware of that concept of waiting for the guy. And I asked out the same boy 4 times. And honestly, 2 months later, I'd be like, how about now? How about now, Chris Beck? How about we fucking do it
Me
now?
Me trying to get booked on this podcast.
Please. We wanted you. You know we wanted you. We recorded 2 seasons, batch. So this is season 3.
Okay. Yeah.
You're not believing it, are you?
Are those microphones on, Jack?
Could you imagine if this was a staged podcast? Almost like, no, you can 100% come on it. We're just doing this as a fake season.
Yeah.
Jack's actually online shopping right now. This is all for you, Olga. We don't even do it here. This is all a set.
Yeah, it's in that.
You're doing such a good job, Steve. You're welcome.
Olga, siblings, did you ever use attention with it? Have you got a sister?
Oh my God, it's so funny that you asked that. It's actually hilarious. I have a sister who's 12 years older than me. I feel like you've met her, Helen, no?
I don't think I've met any, I haven't met any of your family, actually, no. But we have discussed them at length.
Yeah.
Okay.
12 years.
12 years older. And my brother is 10 years younger than me. My parents have sex very seldomly.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
It's amazing.
But when they do.
Yeah.
Boing. You know what I mean?
So 22 years.
Yeah. So she could have been his mom. Thank God she wasn't.
But it makes me love you because I understand the middle child thing, so I get it.
Oh like, God, thanks, babe.
You're welcome.
You're like... Barren middle child, like, so long between.
Yeah. I mean, each of us kind of felt like an only child for a certain period of time. Because when I moved to boarding school, my brother felt like he was the only child in the house. Mm. So, yeah. but my sister, 12 years older than me.
Right.
Another thing that people need to understand is that I was born right after the fall of the Soviet Union. And, like, I can't shut up about it. But
it's interesting.
So, like, as I was a kid, I saw my parents seeing Western shit for the first time in my life. And my sister. So my sister at the age of 12. Like, imagine finding out about Disney at 12.
It's mad.
Like, for your whole life, you just didn't have any of it. And then one day, you just have all of it. Mm-hmm. Oh, so my sister, like, my like princess dresses, my sister would just squeeze into them, even though they were for me. Like, it was insane. So one of the games that my sister loved to play, and my sister loved just, like, torturing me in different ways. She would, like, put makeup on me when I was four. Like, it was just...
Toddlers and Tiara style?
Yeah.
Did you win?
Like, there'd be photo shoots. And then, like, I sometimes find I'm like, that's just illegal. That is child endangerment.
Depends on how good the makeup is. If she's contouring, then fair play. Babies have round heads. So your sister's torturing you.
Yeah, so one of the ways that she used to torture me is... the following game, and it's the game is very simple. It's called Bad Prince, Good Prince. And once I tell you the concept for it, you'd be like, Olga, you're the dumbest child that ever existed. And the whole game was, she would sit me down, and I want to say I was like maybe 5 or 6, so like I was old enough to know better. And she would sit me down, and she would hide behind a curtain, and she'd come out, and she'd say, I'm the good prince, but the bad prince is following me, please save me. And then she'd go behind the curtain again, she'd come out and be like, I'm the bad prince, I'm here to kill the good prince. She wouldn't like even put a hat on or anything. She looked exactly the same, and I was like a 6-year-old child, fully believed.
That is, I'm fucking terrified just hearing about that. Like, that is fucking a sister, like a curtain in front of her, and being like, I'm the good prince, the bad prince coming to kill me. Wait a second, I'm the bad prince, where's the good prince at? I'd shit myself.
For hours. And I'd like want to be like, no, good prince, let me help you. But then, like, every time I try and keep the good prince with me, the good prince would escape behind the curtain.
No.
And this could go on. It was psychological torture. I was so invested into saving the good prince.
Think about it. The Soviet Union's just collapsed, and you're like, oh, finally, no, wait a second. I can bring back the propaganda. That's fucking terrifying. Oh my god. Did you then like torture your little brother because he was 10 years after you? Were you like, I've got powers, or did you use your powers for good?
That's a very, very good question.
Were you the good prince or the bad prince?
I would smother him with my love to a point where he would just couldn't take it anymore. Great. He's like, I don't want a hug or kiss. I would really, really go hard on the affection. But also with my the funny thing is that if anything, that taught me about how two-faced people can be.
Oh,
you know what? An anecdote with a moral. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Holy shit. Now tell us the most two-faced people that you know. No.
H. Bauer.
Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, you are two-faced. But
I'm thinking about it now. What is it that I do that's so two-faced? I mean,
no, you're pretty straightforward.
I mean, what?
Batch it.
What? No, I don't think I've got two-faced. I think I've got about, like, 9.
Yeah.
9 at my last count.
At the moment, they're all crying.
Eight of them are crying. One of them's watching Disney film at home. Like, we're all busy. We're all busy gals.
Wait, do you want to... Okay, so can I tell you one last thing about this?
But yes.
Thing. So Good Prince, Bad Prince is a staple in my pillow talk. Like, if I'm having like casual sex with someone and we're doing like the bond, like the trauma bonding bit, we will be like, what was your childhood like? And like, that would be my go-to anecdote. Good. To the point where a boyfriend I shall not name, who is also a comedian, wanted to name one of his shows Good Prince, Bad Prince. And I was like, absolutely not.
Oh my God.
Okay. That is my pillow talk story.
Also, what I will say though is it's such a good Edinburgh show name that at some point, please do Good Prince, Bad Prince. Yeah. That is such
yeah.
Oh my god.
Yeah,
the
play it with that all day and
oh my god, just a whole hour. You're like, I'm good.
Oh shit, I've seen that hour. No. Such a good show. Daddy?
Hello. I'm Daddy.
Embrace it.
Hi, Daddy.
Thank you. Enjoy it.
Choke me, Daddy. No?
Oh. No. Say please.
No! Okay, yeah, no, she's lovely.
So I feel bad, but I'm actually gonna use this day for me and Helen. Because feel like we're so intrigued by the American high school. We want to go to your old school.
Oh my God, let's go.
Are we going on a daddy date?
It's literally in Staines. Let's go.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Time travel. We're going to go to Staines in the year
2006?
Yeah. So, how old are you?
14.
So, 14-year-old Olga will meet us there. And we just want the whole experience. One day, we're going to be cheerleaded.
Oh my God, I'm
we're
so
gonna
into this.
We're going to be pep. Rally it. We're gonna be prom queen.
No.
Yeah.
Stop.
And I feel like you got this. Like you can take us around. And then as your reward, we're gonna take you to our childhood, which is Weatherspoons.
Yes, please.
Welcome to the Prince Arthur on Fleet Road.
We're going to end the day with pictures.
Cheeky V or Woo Woo? Blue Lagoon? What
Blue
are we doing?
What is that?
Pictures of cocktails at Weatherspoons. They used to have like these names. You can get a picture for £9 of Cheeky V,
no.
Woo Woo.
No, in Bridley we're 2 for £6.
I'm from Hampshire. I don't know how many people have to say that.
Two pitchers for £6?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah. Yeah.
Isn't
yeah,
that cheaper
yeah,
than water?
Yeah.
Was
yeah,
there any alcohol
yeah,
in there?
Yeah. So we're starting.
That's not right. That's just not right.
We're starting with Weatherspoons. We'll get £2 for £6. Then we will go to the bar opposite, which was on the corner. Guess what it was called?
The Bridlington Arms.
No.
The Red Lion.
Corner Bar.
Okay.
That makes sense.
We go into Corner Bar and there you get 2 cocktails for £3.
This is
what
this
the
is
actual
immoral.
Fuck is yeah, happening in Bridlington?
Yeah. And then you get what was it? 4 Jaeger bombs. So we get 4 each.
How much is 4 Jaeger bombs?
£5.
It was a tenner in Fleet. What? That's madness.
Okay, where yeah, is it that you're from? And are we going to take a field trip?
We're yeah, not going to my town. We're going to Bridlington.
Yeah,
for
Bridlington.
Sure.
Yeah, let's go. That's what I was meant. Yeah.
Can I also check, like, if we're going to Staines, can we also go to Thorpe Park quickly?
Thorpe Park? You could see Thorpe Park from our backyard.
There's no point going to Staines if we're not going
well,
to jump on the
Well, if
like...
we go into Thorpe Park, we'll have to sacrifice either the pet rally
no,
or the homecoming dance. We haven't got time for everything.
Okay. Can I be homecoming queen and then go on a ride with my crown?
And your sash?
I forgot about the sash!
The sash.
Yeah.
Oh my God, I'm riding the Nemesis Inferno with a sash.
We're allowed to crack the tiara and share it like moon girls.
Yes, please.
Finding that concept hard to gather.
Why?
Even in the hypothetical. I made it a rule when I was 5 never to crack a tiara in two.
She's got very few principles and it is one of
this
them.
This is one of the ones I really stand by. Oh, I'll take the crown. You're the tiara. Okay, done. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you gotta be safe.
Oh, girl, that was amazing.
Oh, guys, thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for being the good prince.
Always.
Bye. Bye-bye. If you see me walking down the street, staring at the sky, dragging my 2 feet, you just pass me by. It still makes me cry. You can make me whole again.
You can make me homecoming.
Oh, the clock. Beautiful.
You have one new voice message. New voice messages.
Hello, Heidi Regan.
Hi, Heidi, it's Helen.
We want you on the podcast.
We'd like to have you on. You can talk about your feelings and your childhood with Ron. Ron being Rosie and Helen being me. We'd love to hear from you, so come on over for tea.
Yeah.
Yay.
Oh.
That was actually quite good.
Deleted.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.